Right now we'd like to do a song for all you freaks out there.
Fraud is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those. Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's Rare Import, Independent, and Demo. It's rock by Christians. It's Off the Beaten Track with Feeble Man.
The best tag ticked and split.
I'm dropping a tongue twister that is twisted with the twister, talking to your mother, father, son, or daughter, brother, or sister, telling all of them about the son of man, the bright morning star,
the great I am,
the alpha, the omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was your savior and also your best friend. So listen very close, cause I don't like to go, don't talk about myself, but I talk about Jehovah, who's with the
of our praises, cause that's how we got over, or at least how I got over. I cook upon a stove, but I'm not superstitious, don't believe in a holy flower. Brothers are dying, check the statistics, read all about it while I'm dropping the ballistics to the funka drum beat. I've never ever bitten, and let me tell you, I never bite. I've written what I write, I own the copyright, so listen to the message that I bring with a swing. Talking about the king, now look up John 3:16, and it will tell you about the wonderful thing that he's gonna do for us. So receive, let's become one so the world will believe. I'm standing on the Petra, and now I say shalom. Let me shout hallelujah, I'm saved to the bone. Keep on flowing till the Lord brings this world to an end. Flipping a tippet on somebody hitting and banging it back again. To the ghetto, that's right, straight to the heart of the street. Cause brothers are dying while I'm teaching over the ghetto beat. Trying to get a message across. I'm talking about the Lord's blood that was shed in our loss. See, he was beaten and bruised, the king of the Jews. But it should have been us instead, paying the cost. Cause we are all sinners, yeah, he was a perfect man. Brothers getting bucked while still we don't understand that Jesus died so we wouldn't have to go through this. But brothers try to diss instead of trying to reminisce about the things that he's done for them. Understand, or at least try to get it. But some brothers tell me they can't, like they're illiterate. We could just pray for them and hope they stand on the rock. Stop, let me drop. I'm the hickory dickory hickory dickory hickory dickory hickory dickory hickory dickory dock. You say the way I speak is dumb, but you just can't understand. You see your speech is popping while my speech is from a garbage can. I'm a Latino, in case you didn't know. Primar en español, el señor da todo control de todo lo que digo. Escucha a mi amigo, si no tienes dinero, pues el señor te sostiene. Hace tu pegado, blanco como la nieve. Pero si está enojado, está directado. Esto a ti, porque no está enlistado en la guerra como un buen soldado. Ahora escucha mi amado Jesucristo, te llama ahora, no mañana. Si tienes tu hambre, pues comete una banana. Pero si en tu corazón tú tienes dolor, te digo de un amor que es mucho más mejor. Se llama Jesucristo y es tu salvador. If you smoke, te yesca, él es la respuesta. No es un juguete, don't shoot the cuente. In other words, a gun, or should I say pistola? He don't care if you're black, a cholo, or a chola. So listen to the words that I like, speaking a microphone. Cause you see, my name is T-Bone and I'm safe to the bone.
Cause I'm safe to the bone.
He whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Saved to the bone. T-Bone from 93. Got a request at the contact button. If we got it, you got it. Speaking of got it, if you got a demo from back in the day, email it to me. I'll check it out. If you think it'll contribute to the show, I'd love to hear it. My email is feebleman@gmail.com. That's feeble, M-A-N-N. @gmail.com. Still to come, First Strike, Stonehill, and Prodigal Sons, as well as my interview with Ojo Taylor, part 3, coming up next.
You've got a heart of stone and you're ready to sell your soul for rock and roll. Why waste your time with D-Void or Balandi? You're ready for Curse!
We are Super Dirty! You are Super Dirty! We are Super Dirty! You are Super Dirty! Yeah.
They're more revolting than drag, more disgusting than punk, with a sound that feels like acid in your ears.
Jump board, jump board. I'm bored, you're bored. Jump board, jump board.
Go out and seize a copy of their debut album, Teenage Reprobate, featuring their hot new single, Mounted Slugs.
Round and round and round.
You can call it art, you can call it rock, you can even call it music. But one thing's for certain, they don't have a message, just a mission. To drag you down to the depths of hell itself and keep you there. Get down as far as you can go with Curse. They aren't bad, they're wretched.
records and tapes.
Part 3 of my 84 interview now with Ojo Taylor of Undercover. I continue with a follow-up question.
Just out of curiosity, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but what are your views in the situation? Because I'm sure there would possibly be somebody who would think, well, finish your statement by saying what your views are on the incidents of rape.
Well, to be honest with you, I am not convinced yet at this point, okay? If a person is really trusting the Lord in their daily life,
right,
living for the Lord, the Bible says that all things come or work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose.
Yes.
So, I hate to sound like this because this is something that I'm not convinced on, but these are my thoughts right now. But
right.
If there was a Christian girl and she was walking with the Lord on a daily basis and she were raped or something like that and became pregnant, which is highly unlikely, but in the event
yes.
that it did happen,
right.
I'm sure she would have to pray about it, and all, you know, all I can say is if I were in that position, which is hard for me to imagine, then I would say, well, God, for some reason, allowed this to happen to me. And so it happened, all right? And now there's still an innocent human life growing inside of me, okay?
Right.
Now what do I do about that? It's not the baby's fault. The baby didn't know about the rape or the incest or something
right.
like that. I think at this point that I'm leaning towards not killing the baby at all.
I agree when you consider there's so many people out there who want
to adopt.
To adopt.
Yeah.
And there has to be that absolute of life. There has to be that absolute of life.
Yeah. Now, the only time when I think it might be permissible is when the mother's life is endangered. And I would have
President
to be convinced
Wagon,
of that.
President Reagan put it well, and that is in self-defense. If a woman's life is in danger, perhaps by, you know, somebody standing there with a gun, well, then she has a moral right to shoot back to in nothing but self-defense. And if that child poses a threat to her immediate life, then it would be in self-defense. But to just aimlessly kill it for no reason at all, no sense of self-defense is out of hand.
Well, there are other reasons. The mother has already established relationships.
Exactly.
With her husband.
Yeah. Very well.
And to just dump, you know, to say, well, we can't kill the baby and then take the chance of killing the mother, there would be it's like the lesser of two evils, you know?
Right.
And there's a chance you might lose both of them.
Exactly.
Those situations are so rare, and yet those are the kind of situations that these pro-choice groups are throwing up in our face to try to justify the whole thing, and it's totally wrong. Rape, incest, and the danger of the mother are just fraction of the percentages of the abortions that are done because of inconvenience or I don't want anybody to find out or whoops, I got caught.
Yeah.
And I know because I know a lot of people. When I was in high school, I knew the amount of people that got caught and just run down to the abortion clinic, you know.
Hmm.
Like it's a Big Mac, just chuck it out the window, you know.
It's creating such a sense of insensitivity, a lack of sensitivity in the American public, and it's really damaging. Are there any other thoughts in the area of abortion that you feel illustrate the insanity of the situation?
Well,
such as the situation with the bird egg, as you were telling me earlier.
With what?
With the bird egg.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously in the country it's illegal. You get a stiff fine for taking an eagle egg, $5,000 and a year in jail, if you take or destroy an unborn eagle egg. But yet, not only is it legal to kill a human baby, fetus, but doctors actually get paid for doing it.
Right.
Our government will pay for you to have it done. So there's something really wrong about our value and our I was brought up to believe that there's nothing more valuable than a human life. And so now I'm sitting here, I'm looking at an eagle egg in one hand and a human fetus in the other, and I'm saying, which is more important? You know, obviously the human life to me is, but yet they're telling me that if I destroy the eagle egg, I'm going to be fined $1,000 and a year in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yet if I if I was a doctor and aborted a baby, took or destroyed that human life, then no problem. I even get paid for doing it. Something wrong there.
Very wrong. Radically wrong. Join me next time for part four and the conclusion of my 84 interview with Ojo Taylor as he talks about the heart of undercover.
Now, there are no absolutes, really.
Are you sure?
Sure I am.
Off track.
All right, the text we just looked at was 1 Corinthians 15. When did Paul write that? Doesn't make any difference. Makes no difference if you're a Christian, a moderate, or a liberal. That text is dated by everybody approximately 55 AD. So now you have the two parameters, the two outside lines on your timeline. Once again, 30 AD, Jesus dies. 55 AD, Paul records it. It's only 25 years that we're talking about here. And don't tell me people can't remember things after 25 years. Nobody would say that. No skeptic would say that.
The power of God.
Now, I don't know if you have ever thought about that slogan. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Like, somehow God is to be blamed for 7-Elevens, you know? I mean, to me, this seems very unfair to blame God for 7-Elevens. I mean, they should have to have more accurate slogans in these commercials, I think. You know, maybe something more like, something like, oh, thank hell for Taco Bell might be a good one. Yeah. That's an idea.
Oh, yeah!